Hudspeth County's Chief Deputy Sheriff Mike Doyle was among the lawmen who came to the scene of a border drug smuggling operation on January 23rd. It happened here on the Rio Grande River, which forms the boundary between Texas and Mexico. Chief Deputy Doyle says his men were held at bay on this side of the border by heavily armed men who appeared to be Mexican soldiers.
There was a military-style Humvee that was on the Mexican side. One of my first officers on the scene said it had been on this side with two subjects in it, one in the back carrying a heavy machine gun and one in the front with an assault-type weapon.
One of the vehicles the U.S. lawmen had pursued to the border became stuck in the river near the Mexican bank. Armed men unloaded the suspected narcotics from the vehicle, then set the vehicle on fire and left the scene. U.S. Ambassador to Mexico Tony Garza demanded an investigation of the alleged incursion, but Mexico's foreign minister, Luis Ernesto Derbez, denied any Mexican troops had been involved. He suggested drug traffickers had been posing as military men. That response provided little comfort to U.S. law enforcement officials like Mike Doyle.
We've always tried to enjoy a good working cooperative relationship with Mexico and would like to see it continue. But ultimately, when it comes to cleaning up what's on the south side of the Texas border, then it's going to be up to the Mexican government. We can't do it for them.
The incident on the river in Hudspeth County drew fire from the group that calls itself the Minutemen and others calling for stricter control of the border. They cited over 200 other cases in which armed men, sometimes dressed in military uniforms, crossed over the border. Some incidents involved violence or threats against U.S. law officers. The increased violence concerns the U.S. Border Patrol. El Paso sector spokesman Doug Mosier says agents face constant danger.
We've had agents shot. We've had agents physically assaulted. We have had agents rocked from time to time.
Mosier says efforts to tighten control of the border after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks have resulted in more criminal gang violence directed at agents on patrol.
And I think that's due largely to the fact that we've been able to increase the amount of border security. And it's created a sense of desperation, I think, on the part of these criminal organizations.
On top of that, Chief Deputy Doyle says smugglers are now threatening deputies and their families.
There was some talk on the Mexican side of possibly putting together some type of a hit squad. You know, we're just going to take every precaution that we need to protect our officers, their families, and the citizens.
The Border Patrol says it's prepared to back up any law enforcement group that encounters violence on the border. But there are hundreds of square kilometers of open desert along the border in a place like Hudspeth County, and resources are stretched thin. Millions of dollars in commerce flow through every hour on Interstate 10, but not much stays here. The local tax base can support only a dozen deputies to patrol this large area.
102, Sheriff Blanca, check for traffic.
102, negative traffic.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, on the Mexican border in Hudspeth County, Texas.
I'll be back in there in about 45 minutes.